Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Absinthe wormwood is a statewide noxious weed which can produce an abundance of seed, up to 50,000 seeds per stem. If not controlled, this aggressive plant can displace desirable forages in grasslands. Spring control is the first line of defense against absinthe wormwood, with herbicide application in June and early July. By August, spray action is reduced, according to SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones.
The tell sign when it's too large to spray is the leaves on the absinthe wormwood plants get this kind of white, mildewy, powdery look to them. And as soon as that look is evident, your herbicide application is not going to be effective.
Jones advises mowing absinthe wormwood in August, along with other perennial weeds like Canada thistle, flagging the areas for herbicide spray in autumn.
And then also keep those patches where you've scouted in mind and check those again in the spring to see if you need to do either a mowing application or a herbicide or whatever tactic you prefer.
Fall regrowth is critical for leaf area, which will take in herbicide in late September or early October. Jones reports autumn perennial weed spray can be quite effective.
And the reason for that is it's how the nutrients and assimilants move through the plant. So right now, everything's moving from the underground vegetation up. But once we have a light frost and the day lengths get shorter, all those nutrients move from the top growth down to the underground vegetation.
For more on fall noxious weed control, consult the SDSU Noxious Weed Guide, available online at extension.sdstate.edu.